curse of a godless man can sound more pleasant in God's ears than the hallelujah of the pious. "Who threw that in?" asked the delighted Bart, and so he became acquainted with Bonhoeffer. This was the young student with an insight into Luther's forthright realism, who was later to expound so clearly that other paradoxical and often misunderstood statement of Luther's, "Sin boldly, but believe and rejoice in Christ more boldly still." At the age of 21, he presented his doctor's thesis, a dogmatic study of the communion of saints, and in his later inaugural dissertation, Act and Being, he defined the position and significance of dialectical theology. In 1928, he was a vicar in Barcelona, and in 1929, he was back in Berlin. After his admission to the theological faculty in 1930, he was sent to Union Theological Seminary in New York for a year. He spoke of it as famed and esteemed as the stronghold of criticism in America, a place of free discussion made possible by the civic courage peculiar to Americans and the lack of any sort of officialism in personal relations. Here he learned to know both the Niebuhrs. He was also fascinated by Negro spirituals and the struggle of the Negro for equality. In later years, when the walls went up around Germany,